This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Demand for chicken is up, and companies want to run their chicken processing plants up to 25% faster. But to do that, the Department of Agriculture would have to relax some Obama-era regs. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now. While the move could boost profits, critics say it puts workers in danger.
Chicken processors believe their facilities can safely ramp up processing speeds from 140 birds a minute to 175. Why? Evidence from a pilot program started in the late 90s permitted plants to operate at that higher speed, says the Chicken Council's Tom Super.
The plants that have been operating at these speeds have been as good or better in terms of food safety and protecting our workers.
But a Government Accountability Office report found the poultry processing pilot was never thoroughly vetted. Another problem, says Debbie Berkowitz at the National Employment Law Project, is that the USDA already rejected the same industry argument back in 2014.
They went through all that data and said there's enough of a concern about worker safety that we're not going to allow an increase in line speeds.
Now, chicken processors will likely have to convince USDA the industry is safer than it was just a few years ago. Two of the largest chicken processors ranked in the top 10 for severe accidents that resulted in amputations or hospitalizations. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.